Section 2, Your Message. Chapter 4, The Power of Expertise. If you find from your own experience that something is a fact and it contradicts what some authority has written down, then you must abandon the authority and base your reasoning on your own findings. Leonardo da Vinci. The information age has radically changed the way expertise is valued and accessed. Anyone can use Google and Wikipedia to get a quick overview of almost any subject. It used to be that expertise was a prized possession, something that was hard to get access to and something we had to pay a premium for if we could find it. Of course, that's no longer the case. Even medical specialists face informed patients who are motivated and well-read on alternative cures and trial medicines. Of course, a little knowledge on a lot of topics can be dangerous. There is still a role for subject matter experts. Now, however, it's not enough to know what you know. You have to be able to share what you know in a way that engages people. The days of the aloof academic are numbered. Experts must evolve into thought leaders. Subject matter experts are those people with knowledge about how to do things better. They have something to offer an industry or a sector. They make a difference, as what they know has a direct impact on how others do things in a better way. They are thought leaders. They are innovators and original thinkers. Often they don't realize that they are, and even if they do, they don't always have the skills to communicate those ideas in a way that others understand. In a recent study by Rainmaker, the online platform for sales and marketing professionals, speaking at conferences and trade shows and producing white papers were ranked as some of the best ways of selling any product or service. People trust informed people, and expertise and authority are true business currencies. Create once, use often. In business, leverage occurs when you build once and then you can sell often. At Thought Leaders, we're focused on thinking once and delivering often, which reduces the need to reinvent over and over. The goal is to build your intellectual property in a way that is able to be delivered in multiple ways. This allows you to leverage your ideas even further. Also, it is important to ensure that whatever your intellectual property is, it can be packaged and delivered into any one of the 6 core delivery modes available to you. You want to create something so you can write a book on, speak at a conference on, and deliver a one-on-one session on, all around a similar message. And once you've clarified your domain of expertise, the aim is to deliver it in numerous ways to numerous audiences. The thing that differentiates a thought leader's approach from others is the demand it places on you to come up with great ideas first. It's quality of idea before size of market. It's absolutely not about internet marketing with keyword searches or click-generated revenue. It's about taking the ideas in your head and making the most of them commercially. It's not about finding a gap in the market and exploiting it. It's for thinkers. By building a bank of ideas, you get to generate more great ideas and sell them to different markets in a host of different ways. You may be able to get rich making money in your pajamas behind a computer screen, but really? Is that any way to live? And this is the beauty of clusters. They allow you to take the same message and deploy it into different markets. As previously mentioned, we focus on launching a new cluster every 90 days. This could involve you either taking a message and targeting a new market, or developing a new message and targeting another market. The important point is to have your ideas created and then to be able to leverage them numerous times. Create a folder of ideas. To assist you in capturing and organizing your thoughts, we recommend that you create a number of folders of intellectual property that capture ideas that you can use. This is more than a way to keep a number of ideas together. It will allow you to further develop and commercialize these ideas. Most people will have a number of topics that they want to create or to clarify their expertise in. For one person, they may want to be viewed as an expert in innovation. Another person may want to be known for inspiration and storytelling. Regardless of what your expertise is, we recommend that you start to capture a number of thoughts, articles, and book summaries on these topics and put these in individual folders to help provide you with more background and to create a working library that you can continue referring back to. One method that you can use to capture the ideas that you want to develop your IP around can be by writing the individual topics that you're interested in on a separate sticky note for each idea. We find that 5 to 7 individual sticky notes or ideas or topics that you want to explore are a good place to start. Place these sticky notes with these words on a wall and see if you can identify any correlation between the topics. It may be that there's an order or hierarchy to them, or it may be that each of these individual topics is a subset of another topic. And often these initial sticky notes become your domains of expertise and the labels on your folders. Your deck of 52. Ideally, each IP folder you create would have at least 52 distinct ideas that are fully formed and fully thought out around a specific topic that you want to become an expert in. Although this sounds simple, it's no quick and easy task. The quality of the thinking needs to meet the criteria we described earlier and ensure full spectrum thinking. Because of this rigor and depth of thinking, we call what you do here at Thought Leaders a commercial PhD. This can earn you the right to identify yourself as an expert because of the quality of thought that is relevant, thorough, elegant, and unique. Also, the conviction that is gained from creating this many ideas can cement your expertise at an even deeper level. The tool we use to capture these ideas is the intellectual property snapshot. More on that soon. If you use a deck of 52 playing cards as an analogy, you can start to understand that each folder of ideas will have a range of ideas that will have different values. Some ideas that you capture will be incredible, and when others see them, they're inspired. These would be considered your ace, king, or queen cards. As you're exploring your ideas, you'll also have a number of ideas that are not as fabulous. They may either be not as clear and not as valuable, or they may simply be good ideas that support your great ideas. At this stage, it's important to go for quantity to ensure that you identify as many thoughts around a topic as possible, and you will then use the IP snapshot process to add quality to the idea. Positioning in multiple domains. As you create a range of ideas that are organized in folders with at least 52 great concepts captured, you'll begin to grow your expertise. Remember that the goal is not to stick to only one domain of expertise. We all know of someone who tells a great story from the past and unfortunately does not have any other new ideas or stories in their repertoire. So every time you bump into this person, they continue to share the same story that they've been talking about for the past 20 years. In today's world, this is a recipe for disaster. Do not get stuck here. Your goal is to create 3 to 7 domains of expertise. Over time, you'll develop a strategy to position yourself in different markets using different delivery modes to share this expertise. However, at the beginning, you'll need to have a strategy that captures your brilliant ideas so that you can share them with others. What you know matters. We suggest that thought leaders dedicate themselves to crafting a compelling message, shaping their ideas so people see the quality of the thought behind the work. Too many people focus on method or market first. When we create our clusters, our combination of message, market, and method, we say start with your message. Coming from message gives you the best chance to build your thought leadership around true expertise. If you consider your market first, you're more prone to extending yourself into domains you know little about just because of a perceived market opportunity. This then increases the risk of plagiarizing others' work, which is uncool, or simply not connecting enough in the marketplace because your ideas don't extend the body of work that already exists on the subject. Time taken to clarify and identify what you know is never time wasted. The challenge is to ensure that you have a process that captures your ideas or your intellectual property in a way that can be leveraged commercially, so people will pay you to learn more about it. And we're going to look at how to do that in the next chapter. As a thought leader, you'll want to craft messages that work towards 4 outcomes. Firstly, it has to be relevant in that it meets a need and solves a problem. Then it needs to be thorough so that it has a depth of meaning that stands on its own. It needs to next be elegant, and this is so it's captured in a way that is simple and clean. And finally, then it needs to be unique. It adds insight or value in new ways. As you move your ideas along these 4 stages, the ideas become more valuable. Literally, the amount you can charge for them increases. We found this to be true for the thousands of people who followed this process, but you need to develop your ideas as continual works in progress. Thought leadership becomes more commercially valuable the more unique characteristics it has. If it doesn't have a unique perspective or a new insight, then it's probably thought repetition. The trick is discovering what your unique perspective is and then using that to inform your great ideas. This is akin to branding in businesses. The essence of who you are needs to shine in your thought leadership. If you have a contrary nature, then you need to learn how to position your ideas so that they are congruent with this attitude. It's a form of branding your thoughts, and you need to create an identity that supports your profitable practice and influences your ideas. Full spectrum ideas. When you first think of any idea, it's typically incomplete. It's like looking at an object from one point of view and determining that the shape of the object is a circle. It's only when you travel around the object and get some perspective that you see it's actually a sphere. It's the same thing with your ideas. You need to travel around them and get some perspective. This makes your thinking more robust and your ideas able to be leveraged. It's commercially smart as a thought leader to structure your messages so that they appeal to many different thinking styles and are applicable in many different situations. Your ideas should dance across the full spectrum of left brain logic through to right brain creativity, and then from concrete specific examples up to high order contextual ideas. This process of full spectrum thinking is key to the thought leader's practice model. You want to develop your ideas so that they are mode agnostic. Don't write a speech or plan a coaching session as a way of creating IP. Think before you speak, coach or mentor. Thought leaders think through ideas all the time, realizing that this thinking time is intellectual property development. It's the capital and equity in the thought leader's practice game. If a business has $520,000 in equity or capital to keep it afloat, a practice needs 52 well-thought-out ideas to be in the same position. Ideas float practices. As expressed in the full spectrum model, you can see that every idea exists at various levels of abstraction, that's the vertical axis. At one end of the scale, you have very concrete expressions of an idea. At the other end, there are very abstract expressions of it. This is an important part of unlocking expertise. The ideas also exist at various levels of logic and creativity. This is the horizontal axis. Like the hemispheres of the brain, we need to mix logic and emotion. We need to have our ideas available so they appeal to both logos and pathos. When people sit down to craft their message, it can be a battle between putting in too much information, which results in the essence of the idea being lost, or transmitting so simple a message that it's not seen as practical or relevant by those listening to it. Thought leaders are positioned as experts because of their ability to capture their expertise and share it with others. They do not just do this. And often what appears as a simple message has actually been a well-planned and crafted idea that captures the intellect in a unique way. You need to create full-spectrum ideas. Taking it to the next level. To be considered an expert, you need to be able to capture the idea that is currently in your head in a way that others can easily understand. Then if you do this enough times and create something new in the world, you'll become known for knowing something. Craft your ideas into a format that achieves three outcomes. The first is clarity. It needs to be a clear message that is accessible to most people most of the time. The second is flexibility. It can be used repeatedly in different formats. And the third is integrity. It is received by others in a way that retains the original meaning. And that's what the intellectual property snapshot does. It creates snapshots to help others quickly present an overview of key ideas. It lets you as the thought leader unpack your IP rapidly. Consider the ideas across the full spectrum and shuffle them around so they can use the same idea in lots of different ways. We think it's the big idea that makes the thought leader's practice game fly. Anatomy of an idea. There's a certain architectural element to thinking before you speak, and this structure or design can help you engage more people more of the time as a thought leader. It's about seeing an idea in all its layers simultaneously. For ease of understanding, let's limit the layers of an idea to three. The stuff you say that is specific, the content. The point you're making, the concept. And the big picture theme that the idea is part of, the context. Each idea or point should be able to be captured on a single sheet of paper. It creates a depth around your ideas and forces you to create messages with substance and balance. There are three clear sections to an idea. The first is the middle third, or the concept section. The second is the content section at the bottom. And the last is the context section at the top.